Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Faith in the Power. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We had a sign, a tongue sign, when I was down in Samoa. While I was there ministering, I started to pray and prayed some things, just came up on my heart. And after the service, we went to lunch, and I noticed the guys on the other side of the table, they were just wired. They were just, man, you could tell they were excited. They said, Brother Keith, did you know you were speaking Samoan? I said, no. I said, you sure? They said, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They said, everybody understood it.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. That's a miracle, isn't it? That's a miracle. And one of the men that grew up there, he said, oh, yeah. He said, and not just Samoan. He said, but it would be, if you lived here and understood, if you sat like this, you'd understand it. But if you sat like this and this, then you'd know it means this. And one of the things that they were excited about is I said, more, much more. God's going to do much more. Hallelujah. And I didn't even know I said it. Hallelujah. Well, now, a lot of people wouldn't accept that. They'd go, well, I don't know. He's up there jabbering and they imagine something. Right? Right? And yet, I know what happened. They know what happened. All kind of healings have happened in this church. I reckon thousands of healings since this church began, just right here in this church and in Sarasota and all over the place. You know it when you was hurting and something was wrong and now it's not. You're going to say, well, it just happened. Who knows why these things happen? Something caused it to happen. You going to give the glory to God or not?
Yes.
Going to be foolish? You know when those 10 lepers were healed? 9 of them didn't even come back and say thank you. Why? What's going on? What's going on? What did they do? It is so easy for God to do an amazing thing for you and you rationalize it and reason it away, and because it wasn't spectacular, go, well, I don't know. We're just glad it happened. No. Give glory to God. Hallelujah. If it was good, it was God. If it was a healing and a deliverance and a need was met and He got you out of a jam, come on, are you listening to me? And you prayed it and it happened, come on, man. Right? Give glory to God. Give Him the glory. Be a believer. Believe in miracles. Believe in answered prayer. Believe in a good God. Right? This miracle happened. The water became wine. How did that happen? It's H2O. And in a blink of an eye, it's some of the very best aged wine. How many believe that happened? Did it happen or not? That's the power of God. Let me remind you, and yet most people didn't know it happened. The governor of the feast himself, he was just like, this is great. You saved this to last. He didn't know. Only a hand, unless they explained it and told everybody, and we don't know that they did, there was only a handful of people that knew about it. Now, how did that happen? Because the same way miracles happened then is the way they're going to happen now. Right? We've already gone over it. In fact, the Lord reminded me that it, almost to the month, a year ago, we were preaching here in the church on how to have miracles. Is that right? I believe we see a theme here. And we went over this. How to have a miracle. We said 3 steps. Was anybody here? Do you remember? Okay, I'm giving you a pop quiz. How to have a miracle. 3 steps. Just three. And one of them you don't even do. What's the three steps? Come on, help me out. Help me out. Number one is hear from God. Don't let that be too simple for you. Number one is what? Which is one of the big reasons why you need to get close to Him. Oh, come on, can you see this? Get close to Him to hear from Him. Get closer to Him to hear from Him. And then secondly, what? What's the number two? Do what He told you to do. Then number three, He does it. Not even your part. He does it. You don't do it. How many understand the servants that bore the wine out, drew it out of the well and poured it in, did they turn the water into wine? No, they did not. Who turned the water into wine? God's power did. The Lord did. He did it. What did they do? How you have a miracle? What'd they do? They heard from Him. Know what they do? They did what He said.
And He did.
He did the work. He did the work. I'm going to go over it again real slow. How do you get a miracle? First of all, do you believe in miracles? Huh? How do you get one? How do you get one? I'm not talking about somebody you read about a long time ago. I'm talking about you. You. How do you get a miracle now, between now and end of the year? And into the first of the year. Come on, are you listening? How do you get miracles in your life? In your body, in your finances, in your marriage, in your ministry. Come on. Number one, I must hear from Him. That's how it starts. That's how faith comes. Is that right? So then faith comes by what?
Hearing
from Him. Hearing by the anointed Word of God. Then number two, when, even though faith comes, that's not the end. Faith must be released. How faith without works is dead. Faith must be acted upon for there to be a release of power. The power is activated by the act of faith. It's actually the title of the sermon tonight is Power Activation. Play on the word, A-C-T, activation. How do you activate the power? With a faith act, an act of faith. That's how. But here's the catcher. Not just any act. It has to be the act of doing what He told you. Not just an act of faith. Not just any act will do. Let me give you an example. There's been a lot of disappointments in faith circles. People attempting or believing that they were in faith and things not happening. Y'all are quiet. There have been. And we're getting into right now one of the biggest reasons why. What if they had said, we are running low on wine. I'm going to believe God for $200 to go get some. What's wrong with that? We know it's God's will for us to have all the full supplies for our big day here at the wedding. We know that's His will. So I'm just going to claim it. Can God take care of $200 or not? Then what's wrong with that? Y'all join faith with me. Come on, just right here at the table at the wedding. Let's agree together. Father, we claim $200 for some wine money right now. We believe we receive it and we thank You for it in Jesus' name. What's wrong with that? So we're standing in faith for our $200. wine money. Sounds funny, don't it? We're in faith for our money. What's wrong with that? Faith people do this every day. I need it. God's able. I'm going to claim it to work like this. And that's why again and again, things don't work like people expected them to. Because they're just pulling out of the blue how they want it to happen. And basically telling the Lord, do it like this. Yeah. So what difference does it make? Well, you tell me. It's the difference between getting results and getting disappointed. Well, you know, there was a time that God caused the meal barrel and the oil barrel not to waste. I mean, not to run out. You remember that with the prophet of God? They just kept pouring and never run out. They'd have scripture for it. To just believe that wine multiplies in the bottles. Lord, we're standing on 2 Kings. Come on, y'all, listen. And speak to the wine bottles. Wine, we speak to you. Multiply. What'd be wrong with that? It's faith principle. You're believing in your heart. You're speaking with your mouth. You know it's the will of God to have a full supply. You know He can do anything. It's reasoning, not revelation. And what folks have done is they've separated faith principles from a close fellowship with the Father. And that's not how Jesus operated. That's not how Paul operated. Thank God for learning some principles about faith. Thank God. But it won't work if you separate it from hearing from Him. You can't just believe for anything you want to happen to believe. Tell me the beginning of miracles. First step. Step number one. Huh? Decide what you want. Make up your mind how you want it to happen. No. No.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Faith in the Power, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, June 5th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.